You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. From pills to the very core of what can determine our health, DNA. In 2012, Jennifer Doudna, along with a small group of scientists, invented a groundbreaking technology, a method to edit DNA, generally known as CRISPR. Now the prospects of genetic modification are enormous. Potentially find a cure for cancer. Amazing. Engineer foolproof teacup pigs. Adorable. Or design our own babies. Scary. Obviously, there are a lot of questions. And at Marketplace, we look at this with an economic eye. My colleague Molly Wood sat in for me last week, and she chatted with Jennifer Doudna from the Wired Conference in New York. So we're going to play you that conversation. With all of CRISPR's capabilities, Molly started by asking Jennifer Doudna what her concerns are about this new technology.
I guess I worry about a couple of things. I think there's sort of the potential for unintended consequences of gene editing in people, for clinical use. How would you ever do, the kinds of experiments that you might want to do to ensure safety? And then there's another application of gene editing called gene drive that involves moving a genetic trait very quickly through a population. And there's been discussion about this in the media around the use of gene drives in insects like mosquitoes to control the spread of disease. Mm-hmm. And, on the one hand, that sounds like a desirable thing. And on the other hand, I think one, again, has to think about potential for unintended consequences of releasing a system like that into an environmental setting where you can't predict what might happen.
How important is the accessibility? You could buy a CRISPR kit online for $150. What does that kind of accessibility lead to, either in terms of opportunity or problem?
I think it's mostly a really good thing in the sense that it makes the science more tangible. And I honestly feel that things that break down the barriers between scientists and technologists and everybody else in a way that's a good thing. Although yes, it's easy to use this technology for those that have some training in molecular biology, it's actually not going to be very easy to do anything that would be particularly dangerous, in my opinion.
How do you think this technology could change the way we practice medicine? I mean, if we're really talking about, potentially curing genetic diseases, it seems like whole industries will be affected by that.
I think it's a fascinating question, and I've been thinking about this a lot, having a number of discussions with folks that work in the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
Think about really changing the paradigm for how we do human therapeutics, at least for certain types of disease. Imagine that you had a technology or a treatment that allowed, rather than having to give someone a treatment chronically, they have to take a pill every day for the rest of their life, you had a treatment that you could do once, in principle at least, and cure them. It also brings along a lot of other issues. Who pays for that? How do you price such a thing? How do you get insurance companies to cover it? Even if there won't be easy answers, I think the first step is really just to realize that that's the moment that we're in right now.
It also, one of the things I find fascinating is sort of the intellectual property part of the conversation, to what extent people might try to patent genetically modified versions of organisms or plants, or even, human genes.
It's very difficult to patent genes. But I think you're touching on an important point, which is that, I think the real value of a technology like this that really allows research to move at a very different, much, much faster pace than it has in the past, just opens up opportunities for applications that, I think will lead to incredible, commercial opportunities and ways that people can do creative things, make products that couldn't have been, generated in the past. And along with that, of course, goes all of the issues, regard to regulation and pricing and things like that.
Jennifer, on that question of regulation and pricing, who do you think do you have a sense of what body might end up being in charge of that? Because it's really a global issue on some level, right?
It is, but I think, a lot of it will come down to initial regulatory approval. If we're talking about agricultural products in the U.S., we're talking about the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We might be talking about the Food and Drug Administration, and certainly for therapeutics, we're talking about the FDA. of course, that affects pricing and valuations because, you know, if there's an onerous regulatory pathway for things, then, of course, that adds to the cost of developing them. So this is why I think it's actually very important that scientists be engaging right now with these agencies to, you know, set up appropriate regulations, of course, but also not ones that are so onerous that it really prevents development of important products.
That was CRISPR co-founder Jennifer Doudna chatting with Marketplace's Molly Wood.